All right, so this is the last chapter. In this chapter, we will discuss, the practical aspects and practical process of, planning and buying. So there are a lot of points that we will discuss out here. I would like to enlist those points here. So through this chapter, we will try to understand, the concept of media planning, then the tasks that a media planner needs to do or needs to perform for media planning. Importance of media planning, like why media planning is important, then the objectives of media planning, right? Why we are doing a particular kind of a media plan, we need to have an objective for that. Then we'll understand the components of media plan, and followed by that the process, the entire process, how it unfolds for media planning, right? Apart from that, what are the benefits of media planning? Learning about the challenges that we face while we plan for media. Then we'll enlist some factors which affect media planning. We'll discuss what media buying is, the tasks of a media buyer. We will define or we will describe what media buying looks like, and then finally we'll talk a little bit about digital media buying, and we'll try to understand the types of digital media buying, right? So so we'll start with, the basic terms of media planning. Media vehicle is something that we have seen before, that we have discussed before. So media vehicle is essentially, a specific carrier in media category. So for example, if newspaper is the category of media, then, my Times of India becomes a media vehicle, or the Hindu becomes a media vehicle, the Jagran, these are all media vehicles, right? In the context of TV, a media vehicle can be Star Plus, could be Sony TV. In case of digital, it could be, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. So these are the examples of media vehicles. Now, it is important for us to know what media mix is, right? So media mix, by the name itself, suggests. So it what it essentially means is that typically when there are when there's a media plan, right? A media plan these days rarely is dependent on one particular media. A media plan has multiple medium in it, multiple media in it, right? So that defines the media mix. So when I have, let's say, TV, digital, print, radio as a part of my media plan, it becomes my media mix, right? So it basically is a combination of various media. Now, target market. What is a target market? So what target market essentially means is that it's a group of customers or group of audience towards which a business has decided to aim its marketing efforts and ultimately sell its merchandise to, sell or make them aware of that merchandise. So that's basically a target market. So let's take an example, a health food category or health food drinks category, which is HFD category. Horlicks is a part of that HFD category. Now Horlicks, by trend, Horlicks gets its highest share from a market called West Bengal. So it becomes my target market, right? All the advertisers, depending on the source of their business, potential of different potential of markets growth, the individual advertisers will have a different target markets. Now, what is a target audience? The name itself suggests it's called as target audience. Sometimes it's called as target group or TG. It's very commonly referred to as TG in practical media planning. So it's basically a group of people within a particular target market. So for example, let's say India, right? We will have population right from, age 0 to age 80, 90, 100, right? However, in that, for a particular brand, my target audience could be, or a target group could be, females 22 to 34 NCCS AB. What it means is that I'm essentially trying to target females who fall within the age category of, let's say, 22 to 30 and belong to the NCCS A and B classification, right? So that becomes my focused TG for my media plan. Now, exposure to a message, exposure of the message or an ad to the right audience is of paramount importance, right? So, obviously, a brand will have its right TG defined, and it is also a job of a media planner to kind of, you know, deploy that communication to the right people, right, to the right target audience. And hence, exposure of the message to the right audience is important. If the message is, you know, hitting, you know, the wrong target audience, it's as good as an ad getting wasted, because that person is not going to buy the product, right? So what is media planning, right? By definition, it's basically, you know, a process of identifying, assessing, and, you know, selecting media channels and platforms to reach a particular target audience, right? So my job as a media planner would be to, you know, select multiple channels at first. So for example, for a particular media plan, you know, I decide that, you know, let's say TV will be a part of my media plan, digital will be a part of my media plan, and a print will be a part of my media plan. But within that also, right, within, let's say, TV, which channels do I choose? Okay, and within channels, which programs do I want to advertise on? Okay, within that, within the channel, you know, which time bands do I want to, my runs to add, right? So these are all nitty-gritties that I need to take care of. So basically what I'm doing is I'm identifying the media channels, assessing them, basically evaluating them, and then, you know, selecting those media channels to be a part of my plan, right? So basically it involves understanding the target audience, you know, defining the message correctly, and, you know, selecting the right channels to reach out to that TG. So for example, let's say we're selling, again, I'm just taking example of a diaper, so in this case, primary audience for me becomes the mothers, okay, mothers of the kids. So in this case, I will, let's say if I'm advertising on TV, right, while defining the TG, I will define it as a female and whatever the age group. I will not go for males, right? So in this case, as a media planner, I'm trying to define the TG for my media plan. Yeah, so in a simple terms, what media planning essentially means is that, you know what media to use, which channels we can use, and how much we need to spend, okay, or how much can we spend to boost the company's ROI. Because creating a media plan that suits the client's budget is also very, very important. So like we were saying, right, there are so many media channels, right? There are so many media channels, like we've seen there's TV, there's print, there's radio, digital, and whatnot, right? There's earned media, there's owned media. So there are a lot of media channels. And within those media channels, there are thousands of media vehicles that are available, right? But not all media vehicles or not all media channels will be fit to achieve the brand's objective. And hence, the media planning will help us to, you know, match the right advertising medium to the right audiences, you know, at the same time staying within the confines of the budget. Now, this is very important, okay? So the tasks that a media planner is supposed to do, okay? It starts with carrying out the research, right? So for a particular plan, right, whenever I'm doing a plan, there are a lot of things that a media planner can research about, right? So for example, which period are we advertising in? So let's say there's a period of Diwali. At the time of Diwali, I know that a lot of brands will be active, and there's going to be a lot of clutter on, let's say, TV or even on print. There's going to be a lot of clutter because so many advertisers will be advertising. So basically here, I will have to, you know, compete with so many advertisers and my ad potentially will get lost, right? So for that not to happen, for my ad not to get lost, I will probably need to put more media weights, right? So that I stand apart from that clutter, right? So this is one thing. Then there could be environmental factors like seasonality, which we need to, a media planner would need to consider. There could be some political factors like, you know, election is happening next year. So typically when election happens, the news channels, you know, they're filled with a lot of inventory. So availability of inventory could be a problem. The research could also be about, you know, what are your competition, what is your competition doing, what is your key competition doing, so that, you know, we can stay ahead of them. So such kind of research is something that we will need to carry as a media planner, and that's kind of a start to the media plan, as a background to the media plan, right? Then comes, contributing to the campaign strategy. So basically, along with the advertiser, along with the client, we will need to contribute to the holistic approach of the campaign. It's not just understanding, or it's not just, you know, selecting the media, but we will also need to have a holistic background to why the campaign is happening. You know the objectives of the communication, the kind of creative assets that the client will be creating, which will be deployed on media. So such kind of augmenter or additional information is also important in order to create a media plan. Then comes, you know, outlining the media goals and objectives. Now, objective of media campaigns could be different. It could be, you know, just simply raising an awareness about the product. It could be, you know, we trying to convince people to buy our products, which is called consideration. Or it could be that, you know, through our media, we want to actually get people to buy our products, which is trying out the products or trials. So these could be the objectives that we would need to define. Then comes allocation of budgets. So let's say we have a multimedia plan. This, let's say there's TV, there's print, there's radio, and there's digital as a part of our media plan or as a part of our media mix. Now we will need to evaluate, and let's say if we get a budget of 1 crore, we will need to carefully segregate that budget to individual medium so that we get the maximum impact, right? So allocation of budget is also very important. Then comes setting up the cadence for media, or cadence for reporting, or cadence for evaluation. So whenever a campaign keeps happening, we will have to, you know, provide our stakeholders and provide the client with a lot of reports. So reports can be set at a weekly level, or you can also discuss it at a bi-weekly level, so that, you know, you can take any corrective action if the campaign is not going in the right direction. So setting up the cadence of reporting is very crucial. Then comes the creating a actual channel plan. So this is essentially, you know, selecting the channels, and within those media channels we will have to select which platforms, etc. This is basically creating the media plan. And then lastly, while the campaign is happening, we will have to, you know, track how the campaign is happening and, you know, optimize or tweak that campaign accordingly. So these are basically the tasks of media planner. Now, all these things that we discussed, right, they need to be aligned with the client. So in a if you have to talk about the structure, how it works is that there's an advertiser who is the client, this media agency who is implementing the media plan on behalf of the client, and then there is creative agency who will provide media agency with the creatives. So media agency will have to, all the things that we discussed, the media planner will have to align those things with the client, so that, you know, there's a mutual agreement between both the parties, and then only can we go ahead and implement that media plan. Then the objectives of media planning. Now, reach we need to reach the target audience with the right message and at the right time and in the right place, right? That's the crux, or that's the main objective of media planning, that we need to reach the right target with the right message at a right in the right time and at the right place. Additionally, you know, while we do that, we also have to aim for efficiencies, effectiveness of the campaign, and, you know, fulfilling the long-term goals. We cannot only think about the short-term objectives. We need to think about the long-term goals, right? So that's the, these are the objectives of media planning in short. Now, components of media planning, right? For a media plan, there are multiple components, starting with the TG or the target audience. So defining the right target audience is crucial, that we have discussed about. So for example, a target audience for one of the media plan could be, you know, females or males, 22 to 30, NCCSA, or it could be, you know, females 22, or for digital, you know, wherein we get advanced filters of targeting. It can be, you know, females 22 to 34 plus females who are mothers, etc. So defining a target audience or target group is very important. Then comes the message, right? Message is essentially a creative asset which is deployed on media. So for example, when it comes to, let's say, print advertising, there will be a display ad that will be provided to media agency by the creative agency, right? So that's the message that is part of the media plan. Then comes the channels. We have already spoken about channels. There are multiple channels, you know, TV, print, digital, radio. These are the multiple channels which are part of the media plan. Then comes the timing. Like, basically, you know, when the message will be delivered. You know, this also help us you know, define the frequency of exposure for that particular campaign. You know, what could be the reach, how many exposures can will there be there on an average for the campaign. So that's basically timing. Then the budgets, obviously, you know, with so many media available, so many platforms available, we can potentially advertise on all, but we cannot do that, right? Because we have limitations of budget. So we need to keep budgets into consideration, and only after that we will have to create a plan that will deliver, you know, maximum bang for the buck for the client. And then lastly, KPIs are there, which are key performance indicators. Like, for example, you know, this campaign will, we are targeting that this campaign will deliver, you know, 500 GRPs for the campaign. So that's one KPI that we have defined. On digital, it could be that, you know, we will get X amount of clicks, X number of clicks from this campaign, or it could be that, you know, we will get X amount of leads from this campaign, right? So these are the target KPIs that we need to set for individual plans. So they basically act as a benchmark for us to chase, so that we, at the end of the campaign, we will know whether the campaign was a success or it didn't do well. Now, this is the process of media planning, right? We've discussed this in bits and parts. This is just putting, you know, a flow to the planning process. So it starts with analyzing the market, right? Like we were discussing before, we need to first analyze the market, whether it's a festive, whether there's going to be political or environmental issues that will happen, whether there's going to be a clutter in the advertising space. You know, for example, you know, when an event like IPL happens, viewership on other genres of TV, it generally goes down, right? So if we are not part of the IPL, it is very expensive, not all advertisers can afford to advertise on IPL. So if we are not there advertising on IPL, then what corrective steps we will need to do so that we will achieve our end objective. So such market analysis is something that we will need to do first, okay? Then this will be followed by establishing the media objectives, whether our campaign needs to deliver only the awareness, or it needs to also deliver the consideration, or it should get us the trial. So this is something that we have to clearly define and align with the client. Then comes the selection of media, which is actually, whether TV is going to be part, whether out of home is going to be a part of my plan, or digital is going to be a part of my plan. This is where the selection of media happen, right? Once the selection of media happens, then we will have to divide the, we will have to allocate certain amount of budget to the media, right? So this is where the budget allocation happens, and followed by that, this message development that is happening alongside at the creative agency. The creative agency will then let us know along with the client that, these are the creative assets that we have developed. So for example, why this is important is that, let's say on TV, for example, right? The ad is sold at a 10 seconder level. So for example, if a client is making a 30 seconder ad, and let's say a rate for a particular program is, let's say, 1,000 rupees. Okay, so if it's a 30 seconder ad, then automatically for playing one spot, the cost for that ad, it becomes 3,000 rupees. However, on the other hand, if we get a 20 seconder creative from the client, then that cost will be 2,000. So it is very important to align with the client and with the creative agency on what is going to be our message, how much will be the length of the creatives, whether the print ads are going to be half page or full page. Such alignment needs to be done. So message development, or considering what are the creative assets, is very important. Then after that, after the media plan is done, so we will send the first cut media plan to the client. When the client approves it for the first time, that's when the media buying will come into picture. So let's say for a TV plan, let's say there are 50 channels which are part of my plan. I will then, as a media planner, I will give that plan to my media buyer, and then media buyer will take it forward from there. They will then, discuss that with their, with the individual media owners on what could be the right rate for it, and then they will try to negotiate the rate. So that's where the media buying happens. And once media buying happens, we will have to actually create schedules for individual channels, how the spots are going to be played. Right, so that's media buying and scheduling. And lastly, once we implement the plan, we have to measure the campaign for its success, right? So for example, let's say for a campaign we have planned for 500 GRPs, and at the end we deliver, let's say, 490 GRPs. So that's a gap of probably a percent, right, that we have not delivered. So we need to have a measurement and evaluation criteria in place. So again, just to reiterate, market analysis happens. After that, media objectives are established, then media selection happens. After that, we allocate the budget to individual media. Then, we get in touch with the creative agencies to know about what are the creatives, what is the length of the creative. Then we make the plan. The media buying team will, buy the media, negotiate the media, and we will implement the plan, and then the measurement and evaluation plan will happen. Now, benefits of media planning is that basically, there's going to be when we plan for media, when we do a media plan, right, when we make certain decisions to choose that this media is going to be a part of my plan, that basically will be an efficient allocation of the budget, across the media channels. Media planning helps us to, generate leads. It obviously helps us increase the brand awareness. Whether or not a campaign has helped us deliver the brand awareness is something that we can know from the client, because they have the brand health measurement tracks. Typically a third party agency like Nielsen or Kantar, they carry out this research, right? So it helps us in, increasing the brand image, assists in, building relationship with the customers, and basically, helps us ultimately create loyalty for the brand. Right, so these are the benefits of media planning. Now, there are certain challenges that we face when we create the media plans. Of course, the first is the financial limitations, right? Because, you know, we'd have to find out what works the best for a plan. Clients always almost have finite budgets, and within the confines of the budgets, we need to deliver the plan which can get us the highest return on investment, right? So that's a challenge that almost always exists in media planning. Then you know, this competition, and we have to tackle that competition. So we need to have a proper track of what the competition is doing. Otherwise, what will happen is that we have activated a media plan, and probably, you know, the competition activates a bigger media plan than us. Then, you know, it can impact severely for the brand. So, you know, we need to look for a competition and how to tackle it. Then the markets are changing, you know, consumption trends are changing, you know, people are shifting their focus from TV to digital, and digital is very diverse, right? Even digital is evolving every day. So we need to keep a watch on, you know, various formats, various opportunities that are there in the market. And obviously we are tackling with the fading attention span of the audiences. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. So these are basically the challenges, like the usual challenges we face creating a media plan. There are certain factors that affect media planning, right? The first one is the audience demographics. Now, let's say there are two audiences, males 22 to 40, NCCS AB versus females 22 to 40 NCCS AB. Now what has happened here is just the change of gender, right? But in terms of, let's say, TV, for example, if you're talking about female viewership or female audience, will get better TVRs than males, right? So for example, if we are deploying 50 lakh rupees in a campaign, and if you are targeting male versus if you are targeting female, females probably will be able, we will be, probably have a better CPRPs for a female TG. So, you know, audience demographics or change in audience demographics, you know, can affect the media plan, right? Then there's audience behavior. You know, the shift is happening. If we, you know, choose to advertise on print, there could be always questions that, you know, probably print is not getting a lot of traction. We should probably shift our focus from traditional print advertising to, you know, news apps. So that is a change in audience behavior that we need to consider, because it affects the media planning. Then there is product type. So, you know, depending on the category, right, whether it's FMCG or an appliance, for example, right, our media plan will change. The scheduling will change. The kind of investments that we put in change because of the competition. So product type is something that also affects a media plan. Then there's media availability. Typically, when there's a festive season starting from, let's say, September till the end of November, it's the peak period wherein there's a lot of advertisers who will be out there in the market. So, you know, it will be difficult to get the inventory also. So that's what the media availability is. We need to also consider the media availability according to the period. Then the media costs, you know, let's say for a niche audience, it will not make sense to go out and advertise on TV, but, you know, we will probably need to choose more efficient media to do so. So media cost is something that we need to, that also affects media planning. Then the campaign objectives, whether the campaign is, you know, geared towards getting the awareness, or whether the campaign is geared towards getting the leads, that will decide the platforms, selection of platform for a media plan. And then of course competition affects the media plan. We need to, if the competition is low, then probably we need to have lower weights. If the competition is high, then maybe we need to outshout the competition. So these are seven different factors that kind of affect media planning.